Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 4th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm good. Not going to lie, I thought you were about to make a Star Wars reference there, but you didn't, so we'll move on.
I think everybody has done that at some point, and yeah, Nobody needs to do it anymore. This is my view on it. Also with us today, thankfully, because there's not much else to talk about, Brent. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great, especially since I'm one of the people that did tweet, "May the 4th be with you," earlier today, to Josh Wigler to tell him how much I still hate The Last Jedi, and that's just all there is to it.
This is what Brent is for. He represents the opposing opinion. We are here to update you on the everything happening on the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6, and also, I guess, talk about The Amazing Race. You know, just anything else that comes up, because there wasn't much that happened on the live feeds, if we say so ourselves. Maddie had some talks with Kayla. She still doesn't feel like she wants to vote for her on her way out of the house. Hopefully, when I speak to her today, I can get a little more information on that. Paris did mention that she might want Kayla gone before Derek, but I still doubt the validity of that, especially if Derek does perform well in the veto competition. We'll just have to see about that. Then we see Maddie evicted unanimously, and Paris ends up winning the HOH, Brent.
Really?
Yeah.
I how is that possible? Because I was told by someone who is never wrong, and I have a peek into the past. Listen to this, if you will.
Derek will win the final four HOH.
Oh, wait, let me hear that again. Wait, say that again.
So Derek will win the final four HOH.
Oh, wait, one more time.
So Derek will win the final four HOH.
Uh-huh, yeah. So Brent has shown to be right, and there was no equivocation. There was no Fincy Fincerton. There was no probablys. No, none of that. It was Taryn unequivocally saying, Derek will win the final four HOH.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the Fancy Fencerton from you saying that, oh, no, I think Paris could win the... Brent is right if anybody wins the HOH, because somebody could have won the HOH.
Right, yeah. Well, that's usually how you beat me. You're like, well, I didn't say that exactly. I said, you know, if you go back and look at the fine print...
That's the way to go. That's the way to go. Oh, so yes, ultimately we see Paris win this HOH.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead. Moving on. Yes, go ahead. Moving on.
And apparently does so in dominating fashion. I believe she got every single point, Puya.
Yeah, no, she they had to stop with three questions to go because she had already destroyed them. So Paris completes her transition to Sabrina 2.0 by winning the final four HOH when no one thought she would. And I'm happy for her. Very proud of her. Well done.
Isn't that uncanny, Puya? Honestly, because my friend Stina Nitz on Twitter has been calling her Baby Sabs all season. And for her to come in with no comp wins whatsoever, so they think they're just going to steamroll. You even heard Taryn say, of course, Derek's going to win the final four HOH. And then out of nowhere, she wins it by a landslide with three questions to go. They have to stop. So, I mean, things just weirdly happen in the Big Brother house when you least expect them. I say over and over again that when it comes to these weird ass trivia question contests that they do on Big Brother, more than anything, that there's just no predicting, because people buckle under pressure and it's hard to recall all of that knowledge when you are basically on live television.
Yeah, I think we got too used to the idea that somebody is able to game them. Like Kevin really was, you know, just like a head above the rest here. And I think we all kind of were like, oh, well, that's what anybody is capable of. But I think it was actually just Kevin, at least so far, is because we ultimately see Derek completely choke here. And I was thinking about it. Like, I do feel like Paris, she did study Kevin's notebook. She has been studying all season long. There was no reason she should be failing in these mental competitions, but for whatever reason, she kept choking. And we saw it in the final five HOH where she got a question wrong that she should have gotten right. I think the reason that, that Paris was able to finally succeed in one of these competitions is that we saw on the episode, she got 1 point ahead. And she was ecstatic. She was ecstatic. She was like, oh my God, I have a point. I'm in the lead. Yeah. And then she got another point. That one was kind of luck of the draw, but she managed to get another point. She was two ahead. And once she felt comfortable, once she was actually in the lead, I think the pressure went off of her a little bit and she was able to actually like compete how she should be competing, as opposed to being the nervous ball of energy that gets a question wrong that she knew the answer to. And with that in mind, she ends up getting every single question correct. And there you go. Paris is our Sabrina Final Four HOH.
But do you think after this that she has the confidence to be able to win the Final Four veto competition is what I want to know. And of course, this calls for speculation. I'm going to say here and now that she can. I mean, I think that she has it within her to win it. It obviously depends on how much of an athletic component there is to this and if Derek has that much of an advantage. I will say that the Final Five veto competition did seem specifically designed for Will to win, who was off the block. No shade there, but I don't know. We'll see. I just think that now that she's got the monkey off her back, I think, and plus it being a landslide win, Puya, I have to believe that she's a lot more confident in herself.
Yeah, no, I think she's definitely more confident in herself. As what Taryn mentioned, the fact that she was ahead by two, she didn't no longer had to play defense. A lot of these question games, it's kind of like if you mess up, you're out, so you can be nervous. But I think she was complacent. She played it through. She won. And I do agree. I think she's capable of winning the Final Four veto. I don't think I want her to win the Final Four veto. If I'm looking at the path for her, already it seems like unless she wins out the final HOH, she's not going to be taken. As we know with Derek and Kayla, they were both kind of battling the idea of like, well, I'll cut Derek or I'll cut Kayla. And like, Will is my guy. I can sit next to Will. I can win. Will was kind of like an easy 20G guy. And now we're looking at a situation where they're both going to try and win to get Will out so that they both have a shot at the end. And with Paris winning, that only just further solidifies that, okay, Paris was kind of hiding it all season. And now she's won two back-to-back in the same week. So then that'll just make her like more likely to be picked off. Whereas already I feel like that's where she is, but she has no reason to since she's safe. Unless she really wants to get rid of someone and then in that way bulk her jury rapport, but I don't see it being good for her to take it.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think that there is I think that I can see the negatives, but I can also see more positives by her winning Final Four veto. Obviously, if she wins the Final Four veto, she'd be able to give Will the deciding vote. I think in that instance he would vote to evict Kayla. The one thing that I think is certain here is that I don't see a way for them to get rid of Derek, because Kayla's not going to cut Derek. Will's not going to cut Derek. And obviously if Derek's the voter, he's not going to cut himself unless you're the Pax brothers. I feel like that there's no way for Derek to go home. There's no way for Paris to go home. The only two people that are vulnerable here are Kayla and Will, I believe. And Taryn, I don't, are you look quizzical? Are you not with me on that or what?
Well, I mean, I think that if Paris wanted Will to evict Derek, she could probably get him to do it if she approached him the right
way. That's fair. Yeah.
The question is, will she want to evict Derek? Because as I said, she didn't mention that she'd want Kayla gone before Derek, but that's kind of contradictory to everything she said about Derek and Kayla. She talked with Maddie extensively about how to beat Kayla and that Maddie would be poisoning the jury against Kayla and that Derek was so hard to beat, especially if Derek does well in the veto competition. I just feel like Paris will think, okay, well, maybe everyone does hate Kayla in the jury house, whereas Derek is so liked. Maybe I do want Derek out ahead of Kayla. Then the whole thing is like, okay, Will, Derek almost beat you in that veto competition. Like, Derek is our biggest competition here. We need to take Derek out. I think Will probably caves because that's the story of Will in this game.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
And I could also see that whole, like, now finally, that whole East Coast thing that Kayla was trying to push, she would really push it even further. And I could see if, you know, if Paris is pushing for Derek and then Kayla kind of reiterates that, I feel like Will would be comfortable enough to cut Derek at that point. But I do agree, Brent, I think out of the three of them that aren't safe, Derek might be the most safe, but I think certain circumstances could lead to him leaving anyways.
Okay, yes, and we are getting confirmation. Paris did confirm last night that she would cut Derek, which is what I thought. But she had said earlier in the day as well that she was going to. This is what I'm talking about. I think she's going to go back and forth. So,
I agree that she's going to go back and forth. I will say, though, that it's important to note that no matter how much power she has this week, she's not the voter. So she's going to have to convince somebody else to do her bidding, even if she wins the veto, obviously Will. And I agree with you that she can do it, but there has been quite a bit of a bromance with Will, and we've never seen Kayla and Derek have to fight against each other. Like, say, Paris wins the veto, and obviously mm-hmm. she's not going to use it, and she's going to leave Will off the block, and he's the only vote. Kayla and Derek campaigning against each other would be a sight to behold, and yeah. I think at that point that maybe Paris can talk Will into it, but I still feel like that bond with Will and Derek is pretty strong there.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see. I do think that if Paris wants Derek gone, Will also eventually want, Will also want Derek gone. I will say, in regards to the Final Four veto, it has historically been something very physical every season for Big Brother Canada. A guy has won it every single season except for when Ashley beasted it out and beat Godfrey.
Maybe
throwing that one also. So,
yeah, Ashley was kick ass that season too. Yeah, exactly. I freaking loved her at the end there. She was just everything that I wanted her to be. So, yes. Yeah, I feel like that it's probably going to be a physical competition. And if that's true, I mean, Paris is capable, I guess, of winning it, but I have to put my money on the two people who have been beasting it out lately, and that's Derek and Kayla. And I will say that that's probably appropriate because I think, honestly, this is the best case scenario. If you're a big fan of the show, getting Will out at the Final Four is a dream come true for me. I would love nothing more than for Derek or Kayla to win the veto, evict Will's butt, and then the three of them go to the end together, because I feel like Derek and Kayla at the end would be interesting and it'd be hard fought. Derek is obviously well-liked by the jury. Either of those two against Paris would be very compelling. I'm sure to everybody who's watching, maybe doesn't watch the feeds or pay attention to us, that it seems like it would be a landslide for Derek or Kayla against Paris, but not so, because she has two votes from her friends, the trio. Ryan is not exactly happy with Kayla right now, at least last we saw of him. And I feel like it may be one of those instances where, like when Steve Moses took Liz to the end, where he knew that, like, she's got three, or I think he knew she had two votes locked. I think he was thinking Vanessa might vote for him. But nevertheless, he knew she had a couple votes locked, but he still thought that was the better way to go. I think that they might possibly look at Paris like that. You know, like, she might, even though I can get her to three votes, it's very hard to get her to four votes. I really don't think that Paris is as big of a threat to win as it might look to the outside, but she will make it close.
It's an interesting conversation, and Dayla will talk about it. But just to wrap up the veto discussion, I do think that Derek obviously has the best chance of winning if it's this kind of physical, historical Final Four veto. You got to give Kayla, you know, some leeway there. She's definitely very fit and athletic. Right. But Will is also he's a big guy. And he had an advantage in that peg one, if it has something to do with a long wingspan or something along those lines, if it's a running back and forth thing, I don't know. He's a smoker, I think. And yeah, I don't think it's going to work out.
I haven't been on the show. I apologize, Puya. I don't mean to dominate this. I haven't been on the show since we saw what happened with Will in the veto competition. And of course, I talked about it with Robin Tarrant on Monday, but that was before I had seen it and I knew what had happened. But actually seeing it was ridiculous. Like, I can't tell you how bad of a player Will is to be able to fall for that. I mean, good on Derek, like I said on Monday, for like even thinking of doing something like that. Like, Taryn, I would never think of even trying something like that on somebody. But for him to think of it was really brilliant on his part because he made it happen. Yeah. Will fully could have won that and changed the course of the game, as Paris said on last night's show. And did I hear him correctly? He said, like, he said like something like he didn't want a comp win on his resume. What did he say, Taryn?
Well, he said he wanted a comp win on his resume, but Derek was like, one wasn't going to make a difference. And then Will said something like, all right, well, I'm throwing my game away as he stepped off. And like, yeah, you are. I don't know why because you say it out loud doesn't mean it's less likely to happen. Like, I don't know what you're saying here.
It's just so weak-minded, Puya. I mean, like, you haven't talked about this, have you, since it happened? So I mean, like, what did you think when you saw that?
It was awful, man. It was awful. I just couldn't believe the way Derek maneuvered it, because like it was Derek like really did something or like really pitched it. I still give him credit 100%, but I feel like he didn't even try that hard and Will just fell for it, and it was
that's
so
the thing.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, because, so yeah, go ahead.
No, and,
go
like,
ahead.
It's funny because I've kind of been, you know, not a fan of Veronica on Twitter at all. But even Veronica was like, what the hell was this? This would have been the one comp win that you needed to really fortify your resume in any way. And I do agree that this veto win could have changed not just for the course of the game, but for himself. Like, him winning that veto and getting Derek out on Kalo's HOH would have been ridiculous. So, yeah, it was an opportunity missed for sure. And now he's going to be the Heather of this season and go out fourth, most likely, if the couple wins that veto. So,
oh gosh, it was so infuriating, Taryn, because Will, more than anything, is somebody who I feel like just needs a little bit of backbone to him. And like Puya said, it wasn't like Derek even tried that hard. It was just something that Will just took. I mean, like, if Will would have, he's so freaking weak minded, because if he would have just thought about it for a sec, like, play this out in your head. Okay, let's say you hang on and you don't win. Let's say you come in second place. Okay, they're still going to do what's best for their game. It's not going to make a hill of beans difference whether or not you hang on for 10 more minutes or not. I was just, I was so through with him at that point. And I was through with him before.
Yeah, well, Will was very much like, after the fact, because it wasn't a direct threat by any means. Derek was just like, dude, final four. You're in the final four if you drop right now. And then afterward, Will was like, yeah, but the implications. It was very, it's always sunny there. The implication, if I didn't drop, it wasn't even a direct, like, I thought, and I've said this before, I thought that Derek had been like really putting the pressure on him. Like, if you don't drop this second,
we
are taking you out. And it flustered him and he just decided to drop because he was scared. And even that is pretty shameful, but it wasn't even close to that. That was just truly disturbingly shameful.
It really was. Like, when Kayla was in the HOH room like a few episodes ago and she was like, the trio was so stupid for keeping me, I thought that was a little much, because I really don't think that they were stupid to keep her in hindsight. I mean, because they got through the triple like they wanted, it accomplished their task of what they wanted to do. But this one, when she looked at Derek after Will jumped off, I was like, yeah, they're just stupid.
And also we needed a lot more from Paris on Paris needed to be full Omarosa and be like, no, but it didn't happen.
God, I wanted to, because she was just scared shitless too. Sorry, I don't mean excited. I know it's a morning show. She was just scared out of her wits because she's just, if I say something here and upset them, I could be, and he doesn't win it, then I could be the one going home. They're all just plain scared. You get one chance, most likely, in the game of Big Brother in your life. Don't play scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The best piece of criticism that we got from Will was from his own son last night. So I did enjoy that. I did enjoy that shade from Parker.
That was the face crack of the century right there. I mean, honestly, what he should have been thinking is, you know what, if I win this veto, my son is going to be so proud of me. Anyways, I don't mean to belabor the point, but I wanted to have my say about Will there. Okay.
Yes. All right. So now, you know, back to present time. Yes. Paris is still HOH. Dayla is going to they're going to talk to each other and they're sort of saying like, OK, well, what's going to happen this week? It doesn't really matter that Paris is HOH because it all comes down to the veto. And what's going to happen is if one of us wins the veto, you know, Will is going to be up our butts talking about, oh, you should be cutting each other. You need to cut each other. And they're just trying to make it clear they're not going to be cutting each other. And the point gets brought up. Derek is like, did Netta end up voting for that dude, that other guy?
What's his face?
Kayla was like, yeah, she did, actually. And he was like, wow, that's crazy. I would never do that. She's like, so, whoa, so if I cut you, you would definitely not vote for me. And he was like, no way, not even close. I would never vote for you if you did that to me. And Kayla's like, damn it.
Yeah, good. You know, good on Derek for not giving the answer that everyone wants to give there. And says, you know, oh, yeah, I'd vote for you anyway, because that gives them explicit permission to be able to do what you don't want them to do. I was really, really glad from a strategic standpoint that he said, no, absolutely not. I will not do that. I will not vote for you if you cut me in the end. And it was awkward. And listening to that conversation, you retold it in a manner that I felt like was, and I don't mean to, I'm not trying to throw shade on you, but a little bit generous to the feeling I had listening to them talk. I did feel Kayla's almost indignance when he said that he would never do that, you know, because she's like, well, I would do that. Like, why would you do that? Like, okay. Yeah. So yeah. It was awkward conversation. I was interested to see that it happened also, Puya, because this is the first time they really have to, and I know they did them when they were on the block together, but I really feel like more than ever they're confronting, I mean, the finish line's in sight. They probably thought they were going to win this HOH, and now they didn't, and now they have to win the veto in order for them to be safe.
Yeah, and I think the way Derek did it was pretty stellar, because you shut it down. What you do is you completely shut it down. You don't give your blessing to them. And you kind of, the way they ended that discussion was, well, I don't want second place unless it's with you. So they're both gunning for the win. They're both gunning for the win, and they're both going to be going with each other at this point, in my opinion. I still do think that we could get close to the end, and, you know, the end is close enough. It's sweet. You can taste it. You might pull something out of the bag. But the fact that they both, and the fact that it's a small jury, I feel like that one vote is a lot. So they really can't risk it, especially when this is something, a vote they would have both thought is guaranteed. Knowing that it's not really guaranteed scares them both from doing it.
Yeah, that's a really good point about the fact that it's a 7-person jury, not a 9 or a 9 or a 10-person jury, but a 7-person jury. Every vote carries a lot of weight. And I really do think that it's interesting that he was so emphatic that I will not vote for you if you do that, because X, Y, and Z. And so she really has to contend with that, because if she, you know, let's just play this out, assuming she did cut him, so he's not going to vote for her. So he says, let's take him at his word. Also, you got to figure, because if she cuts him, then that means that Paris is with her in the final two. Paris maybe has Maddie's vote, maybe has Will's vote. That's three. I do think it's hard for me to find a fourth vote, but it's got to be Ryan. Scaring her. I still think that Johnny will talk some sense into him.
I agree, but if he's going to vote for anyone, it would be Paris, because he loves her.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. God, there's a way for Paris to win the game. Damn. I mean, not that I love Paris. Don't get me wrong. I love her, but I love Kayla and Derek a little bit more.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I think that Kayla genuinely is coming to terms with, okay, I don't think I can cut Derek anymore. And when she's saying to him, I would rather come second to you than to anybody else, I think she's being genuine in that moment. I think that she is really starting to think, like, because she had planned on taking Will, and she knows that she can't really do that anymore. And she's been scared of Paris in the final two all the way along. And now, especially knowing that Derek definitely wouldn't vote for her if she ended up voting, she's like, yeah, I'm trapped. I'm in a spot where I need to take Derek, and I think I'm going to lose to him, but that's just probably the way it goes. And I'm going to just have to argue as best I can when I get there and hope that I can beat him. Luckily for her, I think she can. And I think she probably will. But I think right now she's not feeling great about it.
We're not going to get the moment that we all wanted, I don't think. Yeah. The legend moment where she evicts her showmates. Because honestly, it's always been the guy evicting the girl. You know, Drew evicting Diane, John evicting Netta. I want to see the one time where the chick evicts the dude and just says, get out of my house. Of course, they would never say that. But I want him to say that. I feel like this result specifically, and I, not to say I, you know, I have a crystal ball here or anything, but I did reference this on the Monday show that if you're rooting for that, if you're rooting for the big moment where Kayla cuts Derek, you do not want a Paris HOH win, because that's the one thing that would prevent it. And, now because of that, I mean, of course, I know she won in a landslide, but it was a weird result. Let's be real. there's no way for Kayla to get what she wanted, which was Will in the final two with her. Of course, she could technically evict Derek, but then she puts herself in a position with two people who are in an obvious alliance together where she has to win the final HOH. I actually think she would win that, but she's obviously, she would be a fool to take that chance.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, like I said last night, I think that Paris winning the HOH was the best possible thing for Kayla's game because it did so many things to benefit her unintentionally. It freed up Derek to be evicted if Paris or Will happened to win the final four veto instead of her, where Derek would have been immune and she would have been gone. So this gives her a little bit of a buffer here. It also prevents her from making the mistake of cutting Derek in favor of somebody else
when it
comes to the final three. I think Kayla's everything's looking good for Kayla here. And I also feel like Derek's chances have dramatically decreased with the Paris HOH here.
Yeah, I told Liguori on the roundtable show to purchase Derek's stock. That wasn't official because I wasn't there. You know, I was taking my parents to see Infinity War. Taryn, my parents are old. They don't like to go to the movies together. And I had promised them this. So that's why you didn't know why I'd missed Tuesday night. That's the reason why, because mom and dad wanted to go see the Avengers. Anyway, that's what happened. So, can I take that back and purchase some Kayla stock?
Oh, no. If I'm losing the draft, I'm winning the stock watch. That's how it goes.
Okay.
So you're telling me that Taryn might actually lose this draft.
Yes, it's definitely a possibility because he put himself third and our friend Melissa took Kayla as the number two pick. I believe. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah. So he outsmarted himself again.
I underestimated Melissa in both drafts. She stole Kayla from me and she stole Wendell from me.
Yeah.
So I've been talking. Kayla, Melissa's good. She got better at drafts out of nowhere, and I didn't realize it until it was too late.
She learned from the master. It's like Darth Sidious when he stabs Darth Plagueis, you know, in his sleep. Like she's become the master. I like it.
Luckily, though, I am on track to win the stock watch, so I've got that. Nice. I've got that.
What do I win? Fan favorite? Okay.
All right. So that's basically all we've got from the live feeds. There is a little piece of news that came out. I don't know if this was last night or early this morning. That The Amazing Race is going to do an all Big Brother season. Brent, what is going on here?
I am really, really psyched about this. I actually did, honest to God, you guys, I watched probably the first seven seasons when Boston Rob and Amber were on, and then the next season or so when they did All Stars. I watched those seasons of The Amazing Race, and since then I had not really watched The Amazing Race. But I did watch last season specifically because Cody and Jessica were on. I loved it. And of course, I knew from spoilers, it was impossible to avoid them, that they made the final three. I didn't know that they won, but I knew that they had made the final three. And thus, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. It's not going to be another Jeff and Jordan situation or Allison situation where they're like, you know, eliminated in the second episode or something. So I did watch. I was a convert. And so I'm really psyched that they... It looks like they're doing this. TMZ is reporting it that they've already contacted, that basically the cast is set and they're going to tape it soon. I'm hoping we can get some really, really fun people on. It's not just like the usual suspects of people who have been on other shows like Victor and Natalie and all that. But, I want to see some people maybe like from the far reaches of Big Brother. That would be very cool. But I'll temper my expectations, Puya, because you never know what they got up their sleeve.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, based on immediate responses that I saw, a lot of people were like, oh, we're going to see Mark and Elena, and we're going to see Raven. Yeah, maybe. That's possible. But then at the same time, we're not getting a Big Brother All-Stars this season, at the very least. BB20 is not going to be All-Stars. This is an opportunity for us to, A, see a bunch of familiar faces that we haven't seen in a while, hopefully. You know, give us some BB12, like Enzo and... let's say Matt, like, wouldn't that be amazing kind of thing? And then also we're going to get some people that maybe we would have never seen be considered for anything that get thrown in here and shine. And then we see them come back in some capacity later. I feel like there's many opportunities to go with this. Apparently there's already a former winner in the mix, which is exciting to find out which one that is. I just hope it's, you know, it might be Derek and Cody. together. Who knows? But I think it's going to be fun. And also, because it's like a 3-week competition for them, I feel like it's a lot more likely to get names that maybe would not be willing to do a 60 or sorry, BBUS, so like a 90-day season. Right. Again, right? So it's kind of a win-win in my books.
I'm also hoping for a Davon, and I would actually like to see him back. Jason Roy pairing, that would be very, very fun. I know that they like both of them, so that would be great if they sent them around the world together. I think they'd be first out, but whatever. I think it'd be fun. And I also want to say, Taryn, that I think that I have heard that it is a triple eviction. And thus, I am HOH, and I am placing Rob and Jessica Lease and Mike Bloom on the block. And, you do have to evict two of them, and then we can take their place. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Okay. I like it. It's just a little bit of optimism in terms of the casting. I feel like a lot of the people that people are like, oh, we don't want to see these people, though. Those are the kinds of people I feel like if they were in talks with casting for an Amazing Race cast, they'd be talking about it. They'd be like, oh, guys, I've got something real exciting coming up. Oh, guys. Right. And I haven't heard any of that. So that tells me that, you know, the Marks and Elenas of the world maybe not involved in this.
And we know we're not going to see Christmas because she's pregnant right now. So yes. She's out. So that's good. I'm hoping they don't go back to the Paul well again. I think they know better than that. But, you know, whoever, look, here's the thing. They're going to put somebody, people are going to have to work as a pair. And I think seeing people work as a pair, you know, in a contest like this where it's not really strategy, you just have to get the stuff done, Puya, I think would be very, very interesting. And I really wouldn't care who's there, actually. I grew to like people when I previously hated them. And there's people that I liked previously who I grew to hate. So I feel like that anything can happen on a show like this.
No, I 100% agree. I think it's going to be fun no matter which way you swing, no matter who's involved. And I honestly think you guys have now gotten a perfect first off-topic or off-season podcast for this gap between Canada and U.S. I feel like casting this potential season before it happens will be a fun one to listen to 100%.
Absolutely. Although I will say this as well, there Amazing Race rumors happen a lot. Sometimes they don't come through, especially this is reported by TMZ. I wouldn't like totally bank on this, especially again, going back to there haven't been any Big Brother players like, oh, guys, which is in one part optimistic and in another part, maybe that just means that none of it's happening at all. But very promising news. I with only one former winner, there was talk about a lot of people turning it down because of family stuff. I don't think we're seeing like Dr. Will or Dan or anything like that anytime soon. But I do agree with Puya, especially that like this is a great opportunity for them to go back into the archives of Big Brother players and get people that the Big Brother producers would never consider and show that they can be entertaining and fun. And if we can get Jeff and Jackie on a Big Brother season, then surely we can get some former Big Brother players that proved that they're worth something from an Amazing Race season back on the show. Hopefully in an All-Stars, though, not a mixed season.
Yeah.
So interesting and potentially fun news there. And I'm sure we'll do some off-season predictions about that if the news continues to be true and not debunked. We're also probably going to get some Survivor coverage once Big Brother Canada ends. We'll touch up again with Survivor. Talk about the draft. I was informed last night, Brent, that I have over half the field remaining on my draft team, even though Melissa does have Wendell.
Yeah, I don't have my draft list in front of me, but I think I'm in dire straits, as they would say. I need help, and I don't see much forthcoming. So, although I do have Laurel on my team, and I feel relatively good about her. If you've been watching my social media, I haven't been thrilled with her play over the past couple of weeks. However, I still have hope that she can turn it around and get herself into a winning position for the final three.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I only have one person on my team that can win the game, but I've only lost one person in the entire season so far. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's our update for today. We had some fun. We managed to find something to talk about. I will hopefully be back later in the day with my interview with Maddie. So make sure you check that out. And then, of course, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll be back to talk about the live feeds once again.
Yes.
I believe tomorrow is the final day of the live feeds, either tomorrow or Sunday.
I think it was Sunday. I do have one more piece of news also.
Derek will win the final four HOA.
Oh, yes. Okay. I just want one more time just to get that out there. Anyway, yes, I do think that it will probably be on Sunday when the feeds go off. So anyway, just having fun with you, Taryn, as I always do.
I like that you're learning from me, because after this whole thing, you made another bold prediction, which is, I think Paris can win the final four veto, just like everyone else.
Yes. I heard myself talking, by the way, and I was like, yeah, you sound like the robot there, don't you?
All right. Well, what we'll probably do is I liked what we did last season with Big Brother 19, where the final few days where the feeds were off, we sort of went through the final three in their games.
That was good. Yeah.
We might not know who the final three are. We might not. We might only know the final four, but I think we'll have 4 days anyway. So we'll probably go and do that again if the feeds go down either Saturday or Sunday. So be on the lookout for that.
Yes, not to kiss your butt, but I got so many people who said that they got so much out of your, and I don't think I was on it. I honestly don't remember which one I did, but the Josh episode that we did, or even the Paul episode that you did last year for Big Brother 19, in recounting how Paul might lose the game and how Josh might win it. A lot of people were sort of in the dark that was a real possibility until they heard about it on the show, and in like, you know, detailed, like here are the receipts basically. Mm-hmm. And it was a good thing. So I think that would be fun to do.
Very fun. It's a lot of even extra more research on those ones, but totally worth it. I think the season recaps are always very fun, and to do it very specific to each person's game. It's good stuff. All right. So that's what we've got for you today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. Puya is at Puyaism. You can subscribe to this podcast and any other on the dedicated Big Brother feed or the reality TV Rehapups feed. Check out my Taryn Show interview with Peely. Some great stuff there. She got into her relationship with Kevin as well, which I thought was very interesting. Like they went through some interesting stuff, and watching Kevin on Big Brother Canada 5, weird situation for sure. So very good stuff. And she also talked about her story coming from Mexico. Great stuff from Peely. So make sure you check out the Taryn Show with Peely. That's all we've got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.